Ukraine requested different countries and international organizations to send sappers and equipment to demine areas where active hostilities took place. 1 day of active hostilities equals 30 days of demining operations. For example, in the Kyiv region, the fighting lasted 30 to 35 days. Multiply by 30 and get the number of days that the state emergency service needs to work to clear these areas. It's spring. Everything is overgrown with grass. In a week, it will be impossible to detect explosive ordnance visually, only with the help of devices. In a few months, rains will drag them, hazardous objects, into the ground for 3 to 5 minus 7 centimeters and they will become completely invisible, Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine Denis Monasterski said. According to him, Ukrainian pyrotechnicians are now working at full capacity. There is a catastrophic shortage of specialists. We addressed the international community. We are in talks so that organizations working in the field of humanitarian post-war demining send their specialists to us, the minister added. He expects the first teams of pyrotechnicians to arrive in Ukraine with their equipment in a few weeks. Demining requires a lot of equipment that will work for years. As a reminder, the day before Moldova suggested sending sappers to demine the liberated settlements in Ukraine. In early April, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the actions of the Russian army made Ukraine one of the most mine-contaminated territories in the world. Bohdan Marushiak,